For WKMS News, I'm Sydney Anderson. Tariffs took center stage at the annual Kentucky Farm Bureau Ham Breakfast as about 1,500 farmers and politicos gathered to hear speeches before a prize country ham got auctioned off for $2.8 million. Capital reporter Rylan Barton has more.
The annual event raises money for charity and also serves as an opportunity for Kentucky politicians to weigh in on issues specific to agriculture. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles didn't specifically mention tariffs, but hinted at them, saying he wanted to work to increase market access.
In an era of uncertainty in international trade, the truth of the matter is this: Kentucky needs international trade, but more importantly, the rest of the world needs Kentucky agriculture.
Soybean growers have been hit especially hard after China imposed a 25% tariff on all U.S. crops. Last year, China bought about a third of the U.S. soybean crop, which is Kentucky's largest agricultural export. I'm Rylan Barton in Louisville.